And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And what you just heard starting off the program is the brand new album from Grimes. It's called Misanthropocene, and you heard the track called Violence. And I've been giving this album a little bit more of a listen and definitely been enjoying it in the past little bit. So I'll probably be hearing some more from this album in the coming weeks, and you may be hearing on other CITR shows. I haven't checked the charts, see how it's doing here, but I'm guessing it'll do pretty well, along with across Canada. So anyways, like I said, I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a pretty wide variety of stuff coming up. I'm going to start it off with kind of a little bit more kind of pop-oriented set, move into some ambient, and then get to some electronic music towards the last half. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, you can definitely check out the Black Belt Eagle Scout show that's happening tonight at Fortune Sound Club and is happening right now, and along with Eden Fine Day, who's going to be playing. And it's going to be an early show, so yeah, you're likely already in the venue if you're going to the show. But anyways, I decided to play something from the Black Belt Eagle Scout album. Came out last year, called At the Party with My Brown Friends, and you're going to hear something called Scorpio Moon. So a really great Indigenous artist, and from the stateside. So after Black Belt Eagle Scout, you're going to hear something from The Veneer, which is a group out of Winnipeg, a three-piece group, and they have an album out called Veneer. It's just a self-titled deal, and you'll hear the track. You'll hear the track called Don't Get My Hair Wet. Check it out at veneerwpg.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear something from a group called The AM. So we're going to hear three artists, and we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right now, this is something from Black Belt Eagle Scout. This track is called Scorpio Moon.
I had it all in my dreams. Hey Giselle, what are you doing March 14th?
Nothing, Oren. What are you doing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. CITR and Timber Concerts present Pale Hound.
Pale Hound? Where?
At the Fox Cabaret, with special guest, Adult Mom. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday, from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. That was a group called The AM, and you heard the track called Cute. And they're a duo out of Hamilton, Ontario, and you can check it out at theamband.bandcamp.com. And this album came out in December 2019, and it's kind of a dreamy pop, synth pop type project. And once again, that's The AM. It's a new album into the station. And prior to that, we heard a Winnipeg-based group called Veneer, a trio, and you heard the track called Don't Get My Hair Wet, taken off the self-titled release that came out last July. Check it out at veneerwpg.bandcamp.com. And at the top of the set, you heard something from Black Belt Eagle Scout, who's playing tonight in Vancouver, and you heard the track called Scorpio Moon from the album called At the Party with My Brown Friends. And once again, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And if you're interested in getting involved with CITR, you can head to our website, citr.ca, and find out how to get involved, or you can drop by the station sometime. And we're in the Nest building at the Sub, we're in the Nest building. Anyways, it's a great way to enhance your degree if you're a student here at UBC. It's a great way to get involved in music and radio and whatnot. So anyways, what you're going to hear next is a new album from Rebecca Foon. I played this last week, and playing it again because it's such a great album. It's called Waxing Moon, and always excited to hear new stuff from the Constellation record label. And if you're not familiar, Rebecca Foon is a musician who was a longtime member of Silver Mount Zion, but she also was in other projects on Constellation's records. She was under the indie group called Saltland, or she's the musician behind Saltland as well as Esmarine. But her latest album is called Waxing Moon. We're going to hear a track off of it called This Is Our Lives. Really beautiful post-rock album, very kind of orchestral sound. But we're going to hear this track, and then after that we're going to hear another Canadian ambient artist, and that's Chris Cole. That's C-R-Y-S. And this is an artist that played here recently with the ambient drone artist Oren M. Barchi. She has a she's put out collaborations albums with Oren, but her latest release is a album called Beside Myself. It's out on the Fantastic Students of Decay record label. really great ambient stuff. And it's a two-track album, long-form tracks that clock in at around 20 minutes. You're going to hear something from Chris Cole and a track called In Praise of Blandness, Chapter IX. And we're just going to hear an excerpt of it, not the full track. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more after these two tracks. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is some new stuff from Rebecca Foon. And then after that, we're going to hear the excerpt of the Chris Cole track. This track is called This Is Our Lives by Rebecca Foon. Thank you.
finally sheds its oral materiality, it leads us to the threshold of silence, a silence we experience as plenitude at the very root of all harmony. As we've seen, perfect harmony exists only in that moment before actualization, or otherwise just afterward, as it submerges itself into undifferentiation. Either before or after the moment when particularities assert themselves, when specific traits delineate one another and establish their relative contrasts, that is, at that stage when the flux of existence is still unified and its tension still latent or in the process of being reabsorbed rather than intensified. Such is the profound serenity of the Tao, in contrast with artificial ruptures and all emphatic epiphenomenality. And in the following passage, blandness and silence are the same thing. The great process of nature is simple and easy. Likewise, the most beautiful music is uncomplicated. The virtue of the Tao is plain and bland. It possesses neither sound nor flavor. As the music is uncomplicated, so yin and yang communicate spontaneously. Where there is an absence of flavor, all beings are spontaneously happy. These lines are from an essay in which the political moral interpretation of music, as inherited from ancient times, still dominates. And so it does not identify the ideal of neither sound nor flavor as such. Also, note that the quality of blandness is here applied more specifically to the Tao than to music. But faced with the author's reticence in characterizing the ideal of blandness, we might inquire further. How, we might ask, can one speak of blandness? Is it possible to explore it in an essay form? Would it not be more in keeping with the very logic of this subject to simply decline to develop it verbally for fear of fixing it in an overly emphatic, definitive discourse and abandon any justifying arguments in order to avoid slipping back into false contradictions? This would, after all, avoid the risk of distorting something that, by definition, does not obtain as a discrete, identifiable object of discourse. And we recall in this regard that the word bland or done also signifies inner detachment. Discourse, being what it is, only serves to heighten particularity, to demarcate with even greater precision, and I want to speak of the neutral, the indifferent, the transitory. We are speaking here not of an absolute ineffability, that is, in the metaphysical or theological sense, that which, by definition, transcends all language and remains incommensurable with it, but one that is relative, the ineffability that lies at the root of all language, but that all language is destined to lose as soon as it begins to assert itself. And so, the less said, that is, the more one refrains from saying, the more complete the expression of blandness. In language's erasure of itself, it acquires the ability to evoke the bland.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
And that was something from Winnipeg-based sound artist Chris Cole, And that was a track called In Praise of Blandness, Chapter IX. And that's taken from the release called Beside Myself that came out on the Students of Decay record label. And really great record label. Definitely check them out if you haven't had a chance. Previous artists that I've played are from this label are Sarah DeVacci, as well as Blue Chemise. Can't remember what else I've played, but they do have a really, really great roster on this label. And once again, that's Students of Decay Records. And Chris Cole played here a few weeks ago with Oren Ambarchi, the Australian sound-based or sound drone artist, I guess. And I guess the connection is they've toured together and they've put out a couple albums together out on the Black Truffle label. And I do believe Oren Ambarchi has put out some other stuff on that label. And let me see. Yeah, I think they've put out a few things on Black Truffle Records. And it is the label that is owned and run by Oren Ambarchi. Prior to Chris Cole, you heard something from Rebecca Foon with a track called This Is Our Lives, taken from the Waxing Moon release that came out on Constellation Records. And she's a former member, or I guess current member, of Silver Mount Zion, but she's also in other projects on Constellation Records under the name Saltland, as well as Esmarine. Really, really beautiful album. Once again, that's Rebecca Foon with a track called This Is Our Lives off the Waxing Moon release. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And you got an hour left on the program, and we've got a pretty wide variety of stuff coming up. And up next is something from the longtime kind of post-rock ambient group called His Name Is Alive. And they've been around for pretty long, and I can't remember the last time if I played them on this show. But anyways, they've had stuff out on the 4AD record label, and what you're going to hear is a... I guess it's a collection of releases and home recordings that date back to, I think, the... let me see if I could find out. Sorry, I should have had this queued up. But anyways, we're going to hear something from the reissue of lost recordings, or home recordings, called Return to Never. And from His Name Is Alive, we're going to hear a track called Early Version. And once again, that's a compilation album from His Name Is Alive called Return to Never. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a release from LA. That's E-L-E-H, and kind of a longer form ambient track. And yeah, I think we're just going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So once again, we're going to hear some new stuff from His Name Is Alive. The album's called Return to Never, and you'll hear a track off of it, something called Early Version. And these are home recordings from 1979 to 1986, Volume 2. And it's out on the Disciples record label. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Ale off the album called Living Space. We're going to hear a track called Low FR Ega, and this is out on the Touch record label. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from His Name Is Alive. Thank you.
Music Waste Festival is buzz back for a special winter feature with Winter Waste
2020.
Tonk, Princess Apparently, Be Afraid, and Emily Toyota are helping us waste our time, but hopefully not yours, on Saturday, February 29th at the Toast Collective. We'll be donating some of the proceeds of the show, plus selling festival merch, having a raffle with squiggly prizes, and straight up collecting donations to support Wet'suwet'en Land Defenders. Buzz, see you there.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabbe, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.
And we're back. And that was something from LA. That's ELEH. And you heard the track called Low FR EGA, taken from the Living Space release. And this came out on the record label called Touch. And I do believe LA is based out of New York and is an ambient and drone artist and kind of mysterious, but kind of a droney, minimal, ambient, electronic music. And once again, that's LA. And prior to that, you heard something from His Name Is Alive and a track called Early Version, which is taken from a compilation called Return to Never, home recordings from way back in 1979 to 1986. And this is volume two of the reissues, I guess, or re-releases. And if you're not familiar, His Name Is Alive is a drone ambient project that has been around since the 90s, I do believe. And these must have been early home recordings that they put out in the 80s. But anyways, they're based out of Livonia, Michigan, and they've put out stuff on the 480 record label. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear something from a former Coil member, Danny Hyde. And he has releases out under the name Electric Sewer Age. And I do believe this is the third album from this moniker. And we're going to hear something from it called Decatur. And the album is called Contemplating Nothingness. And this is out on the Hallow Ground record label. And I've been a longtime fan, I guess is what I'd say, of Coil. Really, really big influence on my kind of early high school music explorations. And it's kind of really, they swayed me into a lot of industrial and kind of experimental music. But this does have a bit of the kind of Coil sound. You'll kind of recognize some of the stuff from the Coil album called Horse Rotor Vader, one of my favorite albums. But anyways, once again, that's new stuff from Electric Sewer Age. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a project from Lauren Huber. And she has an album out called Juncture. You'll hear the track called Joctis. And Lauren Huber has an album out on Hallow Ground Records. And I do believe she is a Swiss drummer. Really cool stuff. And it's kind of gets some comparisons to kind of dark wave sounds, and there's some references to a Vatican Shadow on this release, but I'm gonna have to check it out a little bit more. And once again, that's Lauren Huber out on the Hallow Ground record label. But anyways, first we're gonna hear something from Electric Sewer Age, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So hope you enjoy these two tracks, and we'll be hearing from me in a little bit. Anyways, this is Electric Sewer Age right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Lauren Huber with a track called Junctus, and that's taken from the Juncture release. And prior to that, you heard something from Electric Sewer Age with Decauteur, and that's taken from the Contemplating Nothingness release. And that was put out on the Hollow Ground record label. And Danny Hyde is a former Coil, I guess not official member, but more like a contributor, as he's done a lot of work on a few of their albums. And Electric Sewer Age is one of the monikers that he goes under. Oh, and want to mention that Lauren Huber is on the Hollow Ground record label, and she's a Swiss drummer, and once again, the release is called Juncture. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and up next, we're going to hear something from Aquarian, and a track from a Berlin group. It's out on Bedouin Records, and the release is called The Snake That Eats Itself, and you're going to hear a track called Hate is a Strong Word, Part 1. And this is some kind of a techno kind of breakbeat, a little bit more faster stuff, I guess. But once again, that's Aquarian, and this is based out of Berlin. And then after Aquarian, we're going to hear something from a release from KNR, and this is I think it's a new release that just came out pretty recently, but anyways, we're gonna hear a track from the album called Balkak. We'll hear something called something called Acrasia, and this is out on the Disc record label. And this is based out of, I do believe, Belgrade. Pretty interesting dance floor stuff. And once again, that's KNR out on the Disc record label. But first, we're going to hear something from that Aquarian release that I had mentioned. This is a track called Hate is a Strong Word, Part 1.
Thank you.
mentioned, that was something from Kier, and that's the work of a guy named Bane Jovancevic, who is an electronic artist based out of Belgrade, Serbia. And that was a track called Akrasia, taken off a release called Balkak. And once again, that's Kier, but it's you may see it spelled as KNR on some websites. So anyways, once again, that's out of some electronic music out of Belgrade, Serbia. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, and stay tuned for more great programming on CITR with Scald's Hall up at 9. And I'm going to leave you with two tracks this evening, the first of which is brand new stuff from Vladislav Delay. And he's got a new album out called Raka, his first release in, I think, 5 years. It's out on the Cosmo Rhythmatic label, and you can hear a track called Rataja. Really great stuff, and super excited for brand new Vladislav Delay music. After that, we're going to hear something from Carmen Villain, and it's an EP called Both Lines Will Be Blue, which is a few remixes done by such artists as DJ Python, even local artists, Yusu, and Jay Glass Dubs. And you can hear the track remixed by Jay Glass Dubs. It's called Are You For Real? So thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with some more great music. This is new stuff from Vladislav Delay.